Thank God for you. I hope you have been well. I have been well. And I thank God who's given us good health. The Lord said, I will bring you health. Yes. So I pray that you have been enjoying the health that the Lord has been bringing to you every day. And that you've been enjoying the mercies of the Lord. I welcome you to the way of God. Always, I say, the way of God is the Word of God. Once you are abiding in the Word of God, you're walking in the way of God. Today, I am going to continue with a teaching that the Lord has granted me grace to share. The teaching that I have come to understand how an excellent child of God thinks. I'm using Job as a case study. And I noticed all the way from verse 1 of chapter 31, Job chapter number 31 from verse 1, there are some words and determinations that came from the heart and the lips of an excellent child of God that you and I ought to take a look at and weigh ourselves, measure our lives and see if we too are living excellently. Let me tell you, there is room for you. There is opportunity for you. If you find yourself living less than an excellent life, Jesus is available now. Jesus is available today to enable you to begin to live an excellent life. Job would say, I'm an excellent child of God, all the way from verse 1 of chapter 31. I am not going to give myself to lustful living. I am not going to give myself to deceitful living. I am not going to give myself to a life of adultery. I am not going to mistreat or maltreat anyone just because by position, by rank, by wealth, by whatever, I am higher than them. Because it's the same God that made me, that made them. He said to himself, and as an excellent man, I am not going to discard the concerns of the defenseless, the fatherless, the orphans, the widows, the poor. I will not take them for granted. I am going to bless them. I'm going to share what I have with them because this is the will of God. An excellent way of thinking. And he said, Father, I will not engage in false worship. I am not going to let my money become my God. I am not going to let my jewelry become my God. I am not going to let my spouse or my child become my God. I'm not going to let my degree or my certificate become my God. I'm not going to let my car or whatever material I have or status or class that I have become my God. If I hold those things that are more important than God, then I am denying God. And I can't afford that. I'm an excellent child of the living God. This is how an excellent person thinks. Let me take you further. Thinking excellently. Thinking excellence. Thinking as an excellent child of God. Bringing yourself to, promoting yourself to excellence. How does that work? How do excellent people think? I go on with the case of Job that is in chapter 31. Job chapter 31. Job says to himself from verse 29 all the way to 32. He says, I am not going to rejoice in somebody else's misfortune. I'm not going to do that. They may be my friends who got in trouble. I'm not going to rejoice in their trouble, in the fact that they got in trouble. They may be my enemies. I'm not going to rejoice in the fact that they got in trouble. I'm not going to rejoice in the misfortune or calamity that overtakes anyone else because I am an excellent child of God. How do you think? How do you think when somebody gets in trouble? Do we not usually say, well, they deserve it? Don't we say, well, hey, you do this, you get this? Don't we sort of giggle in ourselves and say, yeah. But Job said, no, I'm better than that. I'm at a different altitude. Everybody else may do this, but for me as a child of God, I'm moving higher. Even to the point that I will not rejoice in the calamity of my enemy. I think this is serious. This is a serious walk with the Most High God. Now let's read the scriptures just to affirm what I am saying. Job chapter number 31 from verse 29 through 32. I'm going to read it out loud. Job says, if I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted myself up when evil found him, indeed, I have not allowed my mouth to sin by asking for a curse on his soul. I don't curse people. Even if they make themselves to be my enemy, I'm not going to rejoice at their calamity. I am not going to do that. I am an excellent child of God. If the men of my tent have not said, who is there that has not been satisfied with his meat? In other words, most people around me, they have been satisfied with my meat. I take care of people. I share my food with people. But no sojourner, no foreigner had to lodge in the street. I take people in. I help people out. For I have opened my doors to the traveler. This is the thinking of an excellent man. He says, they may be strangers. I help them any way I could. They may not have food. I make sure that people around me, they get to eat. At least if that's all I can do. This is the mindset of an excellent person. If they got into trouble, even if they were my enemies, I will not be rejoicing over their troubles. I'll be lifting them up in prayer. I would wish that they didn't get in trouble. Instead of clapping and say, yeah. This is the mindset of an excellent person. What is your mindset as a child of God? The Lord says, I'm going to bring you into eternal excellence. What does that mean to you? Should we wait till we get to heaven before we start living excellently? Or can we begin it now? I'm afraid if we don't begin to live excellently now, what character is going to qualify us to enter into the kingdom of God? Is the kingdom of God not righteousness? Would the word of God not say righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit? That's the kingdom of God. So, are you looking for a future kingdom? Am I looking for a future kingdom where we will now begin an excellent life? No, that would be a wrong interpretation of the scriptures. Right now, we can live. We ought to be living in the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. So, as you and I are living a righteous life right now, a life full of joy in the Holy Spirit, a life full of peace with others around us, we are actually living in the kingdom of God. And that's how an excellent child of God thinks. An excellent child of God does not delay doing good. Do the good that you can do now. Whatsoever good your hands findeth to do, do it. Do it now to the glory of God. This is the mindset of an excellent child of God. the mindset of an excellent child of God. The good that is in your hands, do it now. Don't delay. There is no work in heaven and say, okay, when I get to heaven, then I'll be working, I will be working right. When I get to heaven, I'll be getting to work on time. No. Live an excellent life now. Get to work before time so that you can clock in on time. Live a life that runs away from deceit. This is the time we can live it. It's called excellence. Intentionally run away from lusts that you are bombarded with, that you're surrounded with, that is given to you free of charge. That is what's called excellence. Intentionally be there for the defenseless, for the widows, for the poor, for the orphans. That's what's called excellence. Do not delay that till tomorrow. There is no work in heaven to do. There is no fatherless in heaven to take care of. There is not going to be any widow in heaven to take care of. There will not be any poor person in heaven to give money to. It is here and now that you and I can do this. And when we do it, we're living excellently. Do you understand? May God lift up these words from the letters and make them become living in you and in me. You can become excellent. I can become excellent by the understanding of the Word of God. I will go further. From verse 33 to verse 34, Job chapter 31, Job would say, if I have covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, because I feared the great multitude and dreaded the contempt of family, so that I kept silent and didn't go out of the door. And then he continued to speak what would happen. Oh, that I had one to hear me. Here is my work. Oh, that the Almighty would answer me, that my prosecutor had written a book. And he continues and continues and continues. He says to himself, I cannot cover my transgressions, and I cannot hide my iniquities because of the fear of men. Many times we are afraid to teach the truth. We're afraid to tell the truth. We're afraid to stand by the truth because we will be lonely. We will be ostracized. We will be neglected. All eyes will be on us. We will be ridiculed. We will be packed to the side. We will be mocked. But Job would say, that's all right. I can take all that. I'm an excellent child of God. I will not cover my sins. I will tell it to the Lord who can forgive me. David would say in Psalm 32 that when I was covering my sins, when I was hiding my iniquities from the Lord, my bones were getting weaker. I was falling sick. I wasn't strong anymore. I was losing my vitality when I was hiding my sins. But when I came up, when I opened up to the Lord and I confessed my sins, the Lord gave me strength again. The Lord encouraged me again. I could rise up, I could sing a new song, and I could teach the way of the Lord to sinners. I could talk now boldly. What am I saying? There is a way an excellent person thinks. Excellent person thinks this way. I cannot cover my sins. I gotta tell it to the Lord. The Lord knows my ways. The Lord knows how I'm thinking. The Lord knows where I'm coming from. The Lord knows what I'm planning to do. I can't hide my sins. So an excellent person comes to the Lord and say, it is only before you that I have committed these sins. Have mercy on me, O God. Cleanse me from all my iniquities. Pour your blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, upon me. I will be made whole. An excellent person believes the word of God that says, even if your sins were as red as scarlet, I will wash you and clean you white as snow. That's how an excellent person is thinking concerning sins, that I can't hide it. God knows my heart. Man may look on the countenance, but God looks inwardly into one's heart. An excellent person knows that God looks inwardly and therefore says, I will not hide my sins. I will confess them before the Lord, and He will forgive me. Book of 1 John will tell us that we're not supposed to sin. But if we sin, we have an advocate. All that He's looking for is that we repent. All that He's looking for is that we confess it and we turn, we change. When David repented of his sin, the sin of adultery that he committed, the sin of murder that he committed, the Lord forgave him. The Lord had mercy on him. You too can receive mercy of the Lord, but you cannot afford to cover your sins. You too can be restored to the realm, the purpose of the Lord for you, but you cannot afford to hide your sins. I want to encourage you to begin to think excellently. And one of the ways excellent people think is that they do not hide their sins from the Lord. Let me attempt to bring this to a close from verse 39 to verse 30. From verse 38 to verse 39 and 40. I hear again, I read again, I see again, I understand again how an excellent child of God thinks. He says to himself, I am not going to abuse the land. He says, verse 38, if my land cries out against me and its furors weep together, if I have eaten its fruits without money or caused its owners to lose their lives, then let thistles grow instead of wheat and weed instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. Job says to himself, I'm an excellent child of God. I'm not going to take what doesn't belong to me. I'm not going to destroy the land that the Lord has given to me. I'm not going to defraud people. I'm not going to cheat my way to wealth or cheat my way to bring food on my table. I'm not going to do that. I'm an excellent child of God. God told me, be ye holy as I am holy. And that's exactly what I am going to do by His grace. This is how an excellent person is thinking. I wonder, when we go and cheat, when we go and lie, when we go and rob somebody, and then we use that money or the proceeds or whatever it is that we got, we use it to buy clothing and bring it home to our children. We use it to buy orange juice and bring it to our family members to drink. They're drinking money from robbery. the drinking juice that is bought with blood money. How is that? How is that? When I go to cheat, I'm not giving my boss the hours that I'm supposed to give her. I'm not giving my company the hours that I'm supposed to give him. I'm cheating my boss, my company out of the hours. And then they still pay me, and I use that money to eat and to come to church and say I'm bringing offering. That is offering from cheating. So an excellent man, an excellent woman says, no, I'm going to give the hours that I promised to give so that my company will give me the wages that they promised to give. If they cheat me, it's not right. They're not living excellently. If I cheat them, it's not right. I'm not living excellently. Jesus would say, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. If you say yes, that let that be what it is. You don't have to swear, you don't have to do anything. That let it be. Let them go and investigate. That's the truth. If I say no, then it is no. You say, Pastor Abraham, how can I do all this? What are you talking about? I want to let you know that Jesus can help you. I introduced him to you. He's a helper. If you needed him to help you to begin to tell the truth, he will come into your life right now. If you needed Jesus to help you to walk away from deceit, to walk away from cheating others, to walk away from enslaving people, to walk away from defrauding people, to walk away from overlooking the complaints of the defenseless, Jesus is the person you need to invite into your life. He can help you. The Holy Ghost can assist you. He is a helper. So I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus that every struggle you may have with being able to live excellently, the Lord Jesus will remove those struggles from your life in Jesus' name. All of you that have been struggling with lustful life, adulterous life, deceitful life, I pray for you that you will have victory over such lives in Jesus' name. Come on in. Enter into excellent living in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. You are faithful and you can help us to live excellently. Thank you for your word and the life that is in it. To God be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I invite you to come into the life in Christ Jesus. Confess him as your Lord and Savior, and your life will never remain the same. I'll be with you.